The mandatory wearing of face masks in hospitals and other healthcare settings by patients, visitors and staff comes to an end today. The wearing of masks and the removal of the mandatory requirement in most settings last year divided opinion among doctors and some experts as well. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has said that the mask mandate should remain as COVID-19 remains an issue and many hospitals have significant overcrowding. Let's talk to the HSE's clinical director, Dr. Colm Henry. A very good afternoon to you, Colm Henry. And welcome once again to the programme. Now,
good afternoon, Brian.
You might explain what actually happens from today, because it's not that masks are entirely disappearing, it's the requirement, the mandate for them to be worn that that ends.
Well, Brian, the advice has always changed according to changing epidemiology. That's happened right through the whole pandemic, from the beginning of the pandemic in February 2020 onwards. And what we're seeing now is low levels of illness, very low levels of community transmission. And most importantly, severe disease is much less common. In the past week, for example, we had no new admissions to ICU, no deaths from COVID-19. Perhaps this is the lowest level of severity we've seen since the beginning. So a significantly different scenario we have now than when these measures were introduced first at the beginning of the pandemic. And of course, we saw them stepped up as during periods of high community transmission. But you're quite right. The only changes were changing from what is a universal application of masks in all encounters, in all settings, to one where it's no longer mandatory. And this is in line with the ECDC, that authority in Europe that that has come out with a document in February saying that outside periods of high community transmission, we should step down a universal application of masks.
So it'll be up then from today on for each hospital, healthcare setting, care home, whatever it might be, to decide themselves whether they want masks to be worn or not. Is that likely to lead to some confusion?
I don't think so, because healthcare settings are used to, of course, applying infection prevention control measures, which we had long before the pandemic, during periods of other transmission of other viruses and during hospital-acquired infection. And what our healthcare settings will do is work with the infection prevention control teams and determining what areas are of higher risk, where, for example, a healthcare worker is dealing with somebody with suspected COVID-19, suspected a respiratory illness. It may well be appropriate for the healthcare worker to wear a mask, or would the infection prevention control team deem it a high-risk setting that there are patients there, such as you mentioned, an overcrowded emergency department. If it's deemed to be of higher risk of respiratory illness or potential COVID-19, of course the advice would be to continue to wear masks. And we're also stating that any healthcare worker who wishes to continue to wear a mask, regardless of the advice of risk, masks will be made available. But we're seeing at the same time is there are other settings, such as fracture clinics, outpatients, attendance for routine radiology, where it's no longer appropriate and it's no longer justifiable based on risk.
It's a decision, is it, which tells us that the pandemic is definitely over?
Well, it's at this stage, certainly we are in a much better position than we were when we look back at the really terrible experience that the country suffered on healthcare and patients over the past few years. And that's because of the high level of immunity we're seeing in the population between vaccination, particularly high among healthcare workers in this country, and among vulnerable patients too, particularly older people. And of course, natural immunity. So many people did catch COVID-19. Many of them became very sick. But what we're seeing now is a much stronger resistance to COVID-19, albeit dealing with more transmissible variants than we did when we had no protection based either on natural immunity or in vaccination.
One of the issues been raised by the Nurses and Midwives Organisation in relation to this, and they would wish the mandate to remain in place, but they're pointing to the fact that we still have significant hospital overcrowding, big trolley numbers now well into spring and heading towards summer. And of course, that obviously is a very conducive environment to the spread of infection.
Absolutely. And that's something we are obviously trying to address independently and before COVID-19. And it has a much greater significance when you're looking at transmissible illness. But as I said earlier, that any environment where healthcare workers are encountering patients with suspected COVID-19, be it respiratory disease or otherwise, or any environment that it's assessed based on the risk, is a high risk of dealing with such patients, we will be certainly providing masks, advising our healthcare workers to wear masks to avoid onward transmission, to protect them and to protect patients.
All right. Just in relation to the more general situation, you talked about the fact that COVID is still there, it's still in the community, but of course we've stopped now testing as a matter of course. Are we effectively going to lose sight of the virus because the testing isn't taking place?
Well, I would reassure people that we're continuing to monitor. It is a relatively new virus in terms of the human experience of this virus. So we have a surveillance system in place, including what people may remember when we did whole genomic sequencing, and we test wastewater facilities. We look at respiratory disease in hospitals. We look at admissions to ICU. And that's highly sensitive to any new trend or any new variant that may emerge. And of course, we're in contact, as we have always been, with the authorities in other European countries and with the WHO to be alert for any change in the pattern and the behaviour of this virus that may demand of us additional measures. But at this point in time, we're certainly, in terms of risk and in terms of severity of illness, we're in a better place than we have been since the beginning of the pandemic.
Very good. Colm Henry, Clinical Director of the HSE, thank you very much for that.